there's a small religious community in San Antonio that's been getting a lot of attention in the past few weeks. A nun at the community has allegedly received prophetic interlocutions from the Virgin Mary and Jesus, but mainly from God the Father, saying that God's hour is about to come. Here are some of the messages from the Virgin Mary. Children, there is no time left. The battle, our counterattack, begins. It begins with these words, which we give to you as light, protection, guidance, and consolation. They will give you light to see in the darkness of the confusion that now reigns in the church and in the world. They will give you the guidance that you need now that my church is without a shepherd to tend my sheep to my children. You need this luminous faith in the center of your soul to be able to face the present and coming times in which everything that seemed to be stable will crumble down. After the last call comes the cry of the trumpet that begins the great battle. All that takes place is a preparation for this battle, and you need to be prepared. You have been created for these times and for this battle. And I, your mother and your queen, remind you of it. And our God arises with power. Blessed is he who abandons himself to me and allows me to form him. He will be a worthy soldier of the divine word who descends once again to make his truth shine. Messages from Jesus. I let him, Satan, show his plan, uncover his servants and his machinations, so that you can see them, so that you can realize who he is and where he has infiltrated himself. Children, he has infiltrated everything, and he thinks that he will have dominion over all, and I must let him continue to believe this while I gather my army to destroy his works at the appointed hour. This is the hour, children. I call you to my army. I speak to you, and I will speak to you. Do not reject my voice. My voice will thunder and will resound and will destroy every work of Satan. Messages from God the Father to priests and bishops. The time has come, my children, to call you to join yourselves to my army, the army that I have formed and forged in silence, in what is hidden, with countless trials, sacrifices, and sufferings. My priest sons, to whom I have given the mandate and mission to care for my sheep, to protect them and nourish them with my sacred food. But these shepherds had fallen asleep, and have abandoned you, my children, the vast majority of them, those who, instead of being my closest collaborators, my most docile and faithful instruments, my rest, have become a very great hindrance, souls of thieves, stealing from my children what belongs to them as heirs and by necessity, my grace, my guidance, my light, my forgiveness, souls rebellious to my voice, lazy souls, souls that have lost me, do not seek me, venture further and further into darkness. They turn their backs to my light. They will become drier and more withered than the fig tree I cursed before entering Jerusalem. Woe to those shepherds who are a hindrance and are useless to me. I give you one more opportunity. I grant it to you a last opportunity, obtained for you by the sacrifice and prayer of those whom you have despised and abandoned, my victim souls. In response to them, I give to you one more opportunity. Do not waste it. Sons, you are surrounded by lies. You have been lied to. And you have absorbed these lies that are so harmful because they obscure the truth. And by obscuring the light of truth, your whole being is obscured and you are easily distracted and you become completely harmless to my enemy. Sons, this is why darkness has spread, because there is no faith in my priests. And you, called bishops, who should be fathers for my priest sons, examples and guides, you have become much worse than the demons. For at least the demons recognize me as God, despite hating me. You have not only let the smoke of Satan infiltrate into my sanctuary, but you have allowed a whole army of demons to take your places, and you have allowed the usurper to sit on the chair of my Peter, who was carrying out the great treason that will leave my church desolate. And you have allowed this. But soon I shall speak as the all-powerful and only God, the Lord God of hosts. You have not recognized the wolves that surround you. You have received them as true shepherds, and instead of speaking only my words, my truth, you have let them howl, and you have begun to imitate them as well. Stand up, sons, on guard, wake up. Your hour has passed, and mine begins now. My hour, the hour in which my plan is revealed for what it is, infinite, powerful, unshakable, radiant. Get your houses in order. I am coming, and I will visit each of you. Are you ready for this visit of mine? No. My plan advances inexorably, a plan of mercy and justice, a plan of goodness and power, my plan to reconquer my children, my church, and all of my creation. My sons, I will send my truth as the great sign, as the great light, to enlighten the consciences of my children, that they may see how I see them, how I see each of them. Now, there are a lot more of these messages. This just scratches the surface. You can see all of them on their website, but I think you get the gist of it. According to these prophecies, God is not pleased with many or most priests and bishops. He has allowed Satan free reign, but the time has come where God will act and tear all of Satan's work down, reclaiming the church and the world. This will be done, as it seems, through the illumination of conscience, and he is calling all of us to rise up and join his army. Oh, and Pope Francis isn't really the Pope. Did you catch that? Now, the Bishop of San Antonio has condemned these messages in a letter dated March 15th. He writes, among other things, the MDM, which stands for Mission for Divine Mercy, by the way, is not a canonically erected religious community of either diocesan or pontifical rite, and its status as a Catholic apostolate of the Archdiocese of San Antonio has been suppressed and revoked by official decree. Additionally, Reverend Fosters, who is the only priest in the community, the head person there, and the guy in all the videos, Reverend Fosters' faculties to minister have also been removed as of March 15th, 2024. Now, the group is being openly and unapologetically disobedient and resisting the bishop. And I want to make clear that I accept Francis is the Pope. My position on Pope Francis is this. This is the man who the church says is the Pope, and I accept that until the church says otherwise. Because I don't believe laymen should be running around declaring the sitting Pope not Pope. That said, this just keeps coming up, doesn't it? And this is not some rad-trad group. These are Novus Ordo people. Their apostolate is centered around the Divine Mercy devotion, a devotion that many trads reject, though not myself. But this further illustrates that the Francis is not the Pope is a Novus Ordo phenomenon and not a trad one, except for the Sede Vacantis, who don't accept any of the post-Vatican II popes. Now, I'm not saying I think these prophecies are authentic, but I don't reject them either, at least not yet. So no, I don't reject them simply because they claim Francis is illegitimate, because the fact is he might be. And normally I would say the bishop rejected this and that's it, but something's keeping me from doing that. Even 20 years ago, no problem, the bishop has spoken. But now, the Vatican has made it clear through its new Pontifical Marian International Academy that as far as they're concerned, quote, the apparitions which speak of punishments from God are absolutely false. So the bishop's rejection of the messages could simply be for that reason, other than the claim that Francis is not the Pope. Now the bishop said this, quote, the alleged prophetic writings include many scandalous claims and false teachings. The scandalous claims obviously refers to Pope Francis, but I read all of the messages and didn't see any doctrinal errors, for what that's worth. And these prophecies fit nicely with what we already know through Fatima, Our Lady of Good Success, Akita, and the 75 to 100-year reign of Satan Pope Leo XIII learned of through a vision in 1884. It's just that these prophecies say that now is the time. The reign of Satan ends now. Now, you couple this with the upcoming solar eclipse, and things might get interesting. In case you didn't know, a major solar eclipse will happen over the United States and Canada on April 8th. The eclipse will pass over a city named Jonah, then seven cities or towns in the United States named Nineveh, and one town in Canada named Nineveh. By the way, the number of cities named Nineveh in the U.S. is seven, and in Canada there's one. So the eclipse will go over all the towns and cities in the United States and Canada named Nineveh. I shouldn't have to tell you the significance of that. And while we cannot embrace astrology, we can't ignore signs such as eclipses either. The Bible says there will be signs in the heavens in the end times. As I said earlier, this prophetic group is dedicated to the Divine Mercy devotion, which says that on Divine Mercy Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, All who go to confession and receive communion will receive forgiveness for their sins and the punishment due them in purgatory. So when is Divine Mercy Sunday this year? April 7th, the day before the eclipse. It's almost like God has given us one last chance to get completely clean before things start going down. And while the prophecies say this will involve the illumination of conscience, the illumination of conscience will not be pleasant for most people. In fact, the promoters of the illumination of conscience say that some will not survive. Of course, this could all be nothing. The Catholic Church is unfortunately not immune to doomsday cults, and this could just be one of those offshoots. And all this stuff about the eclipse could just be coincidence, and it's just another eclipse. But I know what I'm doing on Sunday, April 7th. I'm going to confession and receiving communion, and doing my best to stay in a state of grace. And as far as the other stuff, we'll just have to wait and see. Until my next video, God bless.